Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. I want to welcome our Christian Television Network audience around the nation, around the world, and our VFN Radio audience. Again, we're so honored to be there with you in your living rooms from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. on the Gulf Coast through CTN WHBR, and just kind of bringing you hope for your day. We love hearing from you. When you write to us and communicate with us, you can do that at VFNTV.com or on our Facebook. It just encourages us, and we're hearing you. We're hearing what you're saying, and by God's grace and thankful to our partners and our sponsors, that we're going to continue to be that light.
That's right.
You know, we're continue to be that light, and we're going to stay in, we began this conversation, and we're going to keep on having this conversation as long as the Lord allows. And there's nothing more exciting than to just hear sanity.
Yes.
Right? And yeah. Joining me today, of course, is Pat.
Hello.
And John.
Hello.
Well, you know, when things are going crazy, it just feels good to hear Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu talk, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I know this is about not anything. Right, and I know you're a prime minister, but can I just fly over there and give you a hug?
Exactly.
All right?
Say something,
please. You know, I just heard him just speak, you know, on Jerusalem Post. You know, you can find out more about that at VFNTV.com. Click on links. But he's speaking, and he's just saying, you bomb us. We're coming in. Don't do it. And you just want to be like, thank you. I know this is probably not appropriate, but can I hug you? Can I just give you a hug? I mean, just, you know, it's amazing.
Isn't clear
it?
Communication. Clear it's amazing communication. What happens.
And notice this, then that means that if you stand up and lead boldly like that, if you begin to stand up in your family and just say, you know what, you know, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. You know, stand up at your church board meeting and go, you know, let's just serve God here.
Yeah.
Let's serve God here. Let's just get into the Word of God and begin to... You know, just it's your place of work, you know. So we're gonna play VFN TV, VFN radio, and we're just gonna 24/7 we're gonna hear the gospel and the conversation, keeping the conversation light. I mean, it'll change things, and people will go, thank you for standing up. So we love hearing from you. It encourages us to hear that you appreciate us standing up for the gospel, you know, having a normal conversation. Today we're gonna be talking about, there's a lot of news happenings going on. But I really want to get deeper into the word today about, because so many end time things are happening. And of course, I remember, you know, years ago, people used to say, you know, we're closer than we've ever been before to the end times. And of course, they were accurate, of course, because you're one day closer to the end. But today, there's so many signs being fulfilled that it's like, you know, we want to pay close attention, because he says here, what the Spirit says to the churches. So you have to hear what's going on. And I'm going to talk about the thing that Jesus warned us about, and he warns us about a lot, but about miracles being performed by demons. Hmm. Is that not wild?
Hmm. Yes.
Miracles, and no, I'm not making that up. I'm reading this in the Bible. Now listen, I understand 81% of Christians in America have Bibles, but they don't pick them up. And what's it, 17-19% that do pick them up don't read it seriously, so they wouldn't have read that seriously. But 3% are reading it like I'm going to read it.
Right.
That in Revelations in 16, he talks about this, and it's like, wow. And so we want to talk about that. Plus, we want to talk about, you know, what are you waiting on? I mean, everybody's waiting on something. You know, what are you waiting on? Because everybody's like, you know, I'll tell you what, I mean, think about this. How many times have you said, and for how long, you know, I'm going to start that diet tomorrow? I mean, you could go on for 10 years like that. I'm personal witness of that. You know, you know what? After this piece of pie.
I wasn't going to say nothing.
After this piece of pie, you know what I'm saying? After this piece of cake, you know, these cookies 3 years later, you know, I'm telling you after this. And it's like, at what point is, what's Chris waiting on? You know what I'm saying?
Well, he's looking, Pat's looking is over looking? Here at me. I see him looking over here.
Pat's judgmentally looking at us. Isn't, you know,
yeah,
that?
I see. I feel it.
I was looking at old timey pictures. Speaking of that. You can go to VFNTV.com, and the upper bottom left-hand area, there has a banner for the next up Outback Father and Son camping trips over 10 years of this Malachi mandate prophecy. And there's 1,000 pictures at least there of maybe it was you. Maybe it was somebody that you knew. Maybe it's somebody that you want to know. Sponsors, volunteers, mentors, fathers, sons. And understand that. We put that there for you so you can actually have those. You can keep those and make that part of your collection. because it was a beautiful move of God that happened so powerfully, undeniable 10-year move of God. Think about it. 10 years documented on video and on film. But also, there's a big announcement going to be taking place. A big announcement is going to be taking place, and it'll be announced to those that are part of that group. And so those pictures are in a group on Facebook. So when you click there, it'll ask you to log into Facebook. And become a member of that group. You can request it. There's a little button that says, I want to request to be a member of it. And, of course, you can be. And but it's very exciting. Hope has arrived in detail with great wisdom. And we're going to be announcing that. So make sure you go to VFNTV.com. Look on there for down to the bottom. You'll see that banner. Click on it. Join that group. Enjoy the pictures. And just, you want to be encouraged. I mean, a lot of these men and these boys that you see, they're being touched. They're pastors today. They're business owners today. They're fathers today. They're husbands today. But we know where that came. We know what the Lord did. And it was at that moment. It was that seed in their moment. I think about Derek Grice. You know, Derek Grice now is working with a Pensacola boys base. And he's there helping those boys out on a daily basis. But it was out there where God touched Derek's heart.
That's right.
It was out there where the Pensacola boys base with Mr. Oliver, you know, comes up, Oliver Jones comes out to and brings the, at that season and time, the boys base out to help to set tents up and those type of things. The Marines, the Army, the Navy, the Sheriff's Department, the Police Department, the
National Guard,
the school system, I can't even name all the different, you know, churches participated.
Yes, they did.
And it was just powerful. And you got to go see this. You can just, you'll spend probably, you'll find you some time just to sit back and enjoy what God did. You'll just see these tears and joy and fun and see that Pat was not always this fit.
I mean, no, was thick. There's proof.
I don't know who wanted us to wear those camis that year, but like,
I don't know.
Well, like a light bulb. Just kind of squoze it all in. Not a good idea. Not a good idea. But those are available to you. Go there to VFNTV.com, scroll down, see it, click on that, join the group, because we're going to communicate through that group to what the big announcement is. And it's a huge announcement, announcement of hope, and look for it. Well, in my goodness. So much to talk about, but we're going to go right into, as I was abiding with the Lord, that this morning, you know, God just, you know, obviously those that are around me, you've been hearing me talk about it, but power, you know, people are just attracted to power, and that you'll see even ministers that move with authority and power, you'll see people who don't even know Jesus at all. They'll be attracted to that minister, and they'll have, if it's a man, for example, they'll have women come up quite often and say, the Lord told me that I'm supposed to be your wife. I mean, it just happens all the time to in those positions when you're in public, to Pat, not to me. And so the, but you know, but what it is, they're attracted, they're actually being overtaken by their want to draw to power. I mean, you look at presidents and how people, it's like, but the day before he was president, he was nobody to you. But all of a sudden, the day he became president, you were attracted to the power that he held. I mean, think about Saul. King Saul was hiding behind luggage before he was king. The day he was king, you know, people were drawn to him. And there is something in our sinful nature that, you know, why does anybody lift up the church-wise? I mean, the world-wise, maybe, but the world-wise, somebody like, you know, Donald Trump. He's a man that's made a lot of money, ever how he's made a lot of money, but in regards to, that's not, should not be the role model of the church, but it's power. People like the power that somebody that names a building after him, you know, has. And they're attracted to power. And the dangerous thing about that, if you don't discern the fact, the reason why that part of you is attracted to power, that's your sin nature, that you're going to be deceived. You're going to be really deceived. And if you let your pain push you, if you let problems push you, if you think, you know, I just need a miracle, and we all need a miracle. And I'm not talking about God is God. God is a God of miracles. But if you stake everything on miracles and not on relationship with Jesus Christ, you're going to be easily deceived. You're going to be easily deceived. And what I'm going to talk to you about when we get back from the break, Revelation chapter 16, miracles are going to be used in the last days to gather kings to Armageddon. that it's going to be loose. God's going to loose an angel that's going to put something on the earth that creates the ability to perform miracles, that's going to cause kings to be so drawn by this power, but they're going to be drawn to make war with God, with the Lamb. Mm. And so we want to talk about that because we need to begin to understand, are we supposed to chase after signs or are signs supposed to follow us? Mm. You know, are we supposed to be in love with God or in love with what God can give us? Are we supposed to be in love with the miracle maker and giver or the miracle itself? More when we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
Talking with your spouse about holiday finances can be stressful. With Focus on the Family Minute, I'm John Fuller. Bethany Palmer shares about the importance of discovering your money personalities and then analyzing previous money fights.
Then one of the things that you can do is talk about the last holiday season, because now you have a perspective. So you can look back at the last argument that you had and identify where the conflicts came in with purpose. Instead of just saying, well, we're just going to go into this new holiday season and everything's going to be different because we know our money personalities. No, you've got to take some time and review the past and say, oh, that's what you meant. You didn't mean that you wanted to go crazy with shopping. You just wanted to make sure that everybody was taken care of. Okay, I get that.
Understanding your spouse's view of money is important for holiday harmony. You can hear more from the Palmers today at focusonthefamily.com/radio.
I'll never forget, I read this book once, and the author asked this question. I don't remember much about the entire book. I was in college at the time. And he says, in the book, if there, you know, what is one thing that if you started doing every single day for the rest of your life, what's the one thing that will change your life? And that one sentence just exploded with inside of me. I go, whoa, I was in my 20s. That's powerful, that's deep. And I go, what's the one thing that if I just started doing every single day would change my life? I got thinking. I said, I wasn't a Christian at the time. I said, I bet if I read my Bible every day, I bet you that would change my life. And that was the beginning.
Wow. Mm.
That was the beginning. One little step. Let me tell you something. We have a simple plan for you. You can get that at iabide.org. It's free. Doesn't cost you a thing. And you will learn how to hear God's voice, connect with God, and write down what he's telling you and have a relationship with the Lord. I'm telling you, if you allow God's word to get on the inside of you, It'll change your life because he is the word.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm going to talk about, I'm reading this in the Bible now. I'm reading this in the Bible, so I'm not making this up. It's Revelation chapter 16, and there's different layers of judgment, and everybody has all their concepts when this is going to happen or not. But I would say to people that just lost their husband, it was murdered in northern Iraq, that's got their children that was killed, that's been taken into sex slavery and being forced to be a slave to a radical Islam and ISIS, for us to say that she's not going to go through anything, she's a believer,
yeah,
that they're not going to go through any persecution. They say, well, no, that's not going to happen. It's like, it sounds like the bowls of troubles on her or them. And the truth is like, we just really don't know. I mean, everybody knows in part and prophesies in part. We hope. But either way, you have seven seals. When you look at Book of Revelations, you have first the letters to the churches, and the letters begin to explain, you know, what's going to happen. Judgment begins in the house of God if my people repent. So it begins with the church, which shocks a lot of paradigms in the context of that. Secondly, the battle, the redemption plan of God is released. This the title deed to earth, the scroll, and on the scroll, you know, Father God's going to give it, his decision to Jesus in timing when he decides to do that. But on it has seven seals on there, and there's nobody that's worthy enough to be able to undo these seals except for one, and that's Jesus Christ. And each time he undoes one of these seals on this title deed to earth, the redemption of earth, is that something gets loosed on the earth. You know, some tribulation begins to happen on the earth, and it's minimum force necessary to bring in the greatest amount of the harvest, because God could just whack us out. It's not about that.
Right.
It's about how much pressure is it going to take for you to repent, right?
Right.
And then the last seal has seven trumpets. And then there's seven trumpets that are going to be, each trumpet gets blown, you know, and it just it moves along like that. And the horses and then the these bowls. But when you think about this, when you're looking at deception is what you think you're doing is right when you're absolutely wrong. And recently somebody was saying something about deception. I was so excited that they had said it. Ah, it was a Trail Life USA. Mm. When they were talking about deception, the founder, John Stenberger, and John Severin, and the others. Mm-hmm. And it's like, somebody's talking about deception. Oh my goodness, this is
good.
And because deception's crazy. Because deception is when you're totally convinced you're right. I mean, you can write books on being right. You're actually wrong. But you don't know you're wrong because you're deceived. That's a dangerous place to be. John Bevere writes in his book, The Fear of the Lord, the longer you're deceived, the harder it is to convince you that you're deceived. Hmm. The longer that we're deceived, the thicker the veil gets, the harder it is to communicate to somebody that this is off. And just the very fact to see in radical Islam and things go on, people saying they're doing something for God when they're killing the image of God. And that alone should put the fear of God to say, you know what, we need to humble ourselves and realize that anybody can be deceived outside of God. And so Jesus is talking about, you know, don't be deceived. And so in this, you know, in Revelations chapter, this is a revelation of Christ, by the way, Jesus Christ, Revelations chapter 16, he's talking about, I believe it's the sixth angel right here. And he says, in verse 12, he says, the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates. And when you think about Euphrates, you're looking at all these rivers right now in Iraq, and and they're coming down, they're talking about the Mogul Dam, what is it? The Mosul Dam. And you're looking at these rivers, and so this it's pretty interesting. Wow. So that's what we're talking about, these times, you know, the times and the seasons that we're in. They said that this, if they broke that dam, it would flood. But now it's talking about the judgment's going to be the dam, that this river's going to be dried up. He says the sixth angel is going to pour out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its waters will dry up to prepare the way for the kings of the east. And so you're looking at, you know, the eastern kings, and you're looking at China and all those particular ways, preparing the way for them. And so then he says, then I saw three evil spirits. So God sends this angel, so from the throne room of God, and God is so upset. He's so upset when you read about this. I mean, it's the cup is full for the earth. And he's so upset that nobody can even come into his throne room until this is dealt with. It's filled with smoke, and it's just, you can imagine how it's just, he's talking about it. And he's sending these angels out. And so the sixth angel comes out, pours out this bowl, dries up the river Euphrates. But then, in addition, he says, then I saw three evil spirits that looked like frogs. They came out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. They are spirits of demons performing miraculous signs. So think about it. So God poured out deception on the earth. I mean, he poured this out. Mm-hmm. And when he poured out and dried up the river Euphrates, all of a sudden, then he saw three spirits come out. and these came out of the mouth of the dragon, the beast, and the prophet. And so prophets, you have to understand that they're that false prophets. Jesus talks all the time about people who say they're of the Lord and they're not. And quite often where people say that they're of the Lord, they're talking about miracles. You know, something happened. You know, she laid hands on me. He laid hands on me. I was in the parking lot about to get in my car. And all of a sudden, Sister so-and-so came up and put her hand on me, the one you ran out of the church.
Right.
And I just want to tell you, she's a true prophet because she laid hands on me. And she said, thus saith the Lord. And this word came, you know, and it was totally accurate. It was totally accurate word. And so they start talking about that and giving legitimacy to false folks based on powerful happenings taking place. And so this is being poured out. And this is what's interesting about it. What really stood out to me was that these spirits, they were demons. They literally, in verse 14, he says, they are spirits of demons performing miraculous signs, and they go out to the kings of the whole world to gather them for the battle on the great day of God Almighty. So miracles, end time miracles, and it's, people say, well, how could that be? Well, it happens, believe me. But just to tell you this, if Satan is the one oppressing someone, couldn't he not oppress them? If she's bent over because a demon has been on her back for 10 years, a woman with issue in her life, and if he wants people to follow him, all of a sudden, just like Jezebel always does, this is how Jezebel rewards you, treats you normal, you know, yeah. pulls off the torture and the pain and the Alinsky methodologies all right. of you. And so either way, so you're going to start seeing people that were sick and then they're healed. You're going to see people that were broke and then they're financially blessed. Then you're going to start seeing these different things happen. And it's like, it's going to be so powerful. These miracles are going to be so powerful. And you think how hard it is to unite the earth now. Mm-hmm. But in the name of miracles, think about it. Deceptive miracles from false prophets. They're going to gather the kings. Mm. And they're coming together on the day of God Almighty. As a matter of fact, this is what he says in the next particular verse. He says, behold, I come like a thief. And this is the words of Jesus. Blessed is he who stays awake and keeps his clothes with him, so that he may not be naked and be ashamed and shamefully exposed. Then he says, then they gathered the kings together to the place in Hebrew that's called Armageddon. I mean, think about this. I mean, what's going to crank up? Yeah, lawlessness is going to crank up and all these different things, but understand simultaneously there's going to be a world religion crank up. This false religion, you know, with power, with things happening in the context of it. And it's going to orchestrate kings. And understand, if your king is going towards the devil, your nation's going to go towards the devil.
That's right.
Don't think that your head on your body can go one direction and your shoulders will go another. I mean, wherever the head goes, so goes the body, right?
That's right.
Right.
And so you're looking at nations now coming together, uniting under this power, this miraculous, deceptive power. Frogs, right? And gathering to make war against Jesus Christ, against the Lamb of God. And how many people today, they're looking for a miracle, but they're not looking for Jesus. They're looking for a way out of their pain, but they're not looking to be a disciple of Jesus. They're looking for somebody to tell them something good, but they're not looking for the Word of God to read it to find out what God says. How many people are just wide open right now for this great deception?
Yeah.
It's like, do a song, do a dance, entertain me.
Wave your hand a little bit over here.
Yeah, and you have to understand, you're wide open for deception. I mean, you're wide open for deception at a point like that, because the only way you're going to know someone, Jesus talks about it. He talks about these false prophets in Matthew chapter 7. He says, listen, again, he says, I mean, this is like the gathering to make war against God is going to be done through miraculous powers so powerful that it's going to gather nations. It's going to gather kings. In Matthew chapter 7, Jesus tells us, this is not just for the last bowl of judgment or the sixth bowl of judgment. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 15, he says, watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit, you will recognize them. Verse 21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who's in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not use power? Did we not have miraculous signs? Did we not, this is what he says. Many will say to me on that day, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name, did we not drive out demons and perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. So that what they're saying is, oh, we didn't do what the word of God says, but we actually moved in power. There was power. You remember the power? And there's power. I mean, you, the way we're created in the image and likeness of God, you can actually build a tower to heaven and get everybody lining up with this Nimrod here to be able to build it. And God's going to have to come down and confuse your language and divide you up so it doesn't come to pass. Because he says what they're going to do at the Tower of Babel, they're going to accomplish it. Mm-hmm. And so if a Nimrod can do this, and the way the human nature works, if a corporation understands, write the vision, put it on the shingle, stick it in the libraries, I mean, stick it in the elevator, so when everybody gets in the elevator, they'll look at the vision, and they'll hear it in the board meetings, and they'll have it all over the place, and then it just comes to pass, because that's how God's created us. That power comes the way God's created us to be, as creative human beings, that things happen. But it doesn't mean it's God. It just means we're created in the image and the likeness of God. It's when we lay down that before the Lord. We lay down these things before God. And so there, that he says, and we're going to talk more about this when we get back from the break. He says, many people are going to come to me and they're going to say, didn't we do this and didn't we do that? But he says, only the ones who do something. You're going to have to do something. There's a gospel being preached right now that you don't have to do nothing. But Jesus said, forget about them. This is what Jesus said. Only those who do the will of my Father. And then he denounces all the ones who chase miracles and powers and all that. And miracles are great. We need miracles, and we see miracles. Mm-hmm. But Jesus is greater than the miracle, by the way. Right. The miracle of God. That's right. More we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
But a conversation, you'll be surprised. You have to keep your brain active. And personally, you know, and this is how my brain works, and maybe if you're a different kind of design of a brain, you have to have complete silence so you can hear yourself talk to yourself. I don't need to talk to myself. And you have to hear yourself think. Yeah, look at that. His eyes roll up in his head. Gerbil? He goes, that's true. That's actually, I needed to hear myself think. They're the ones who go, shh, I'm thinking.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah, no noise.
All you do is snap your fingers and they're lost. Where am I? What happened? But to me, it just makes my brain just fire off everything. And I just love to hear good, you know, positive, you know, conversation. And there's nothing more positive than talking about the things of God and God's perspective behind the news and, you know, wisdom moments. Think about wisdom is the proper application of knowledge. You can go to college for, you know, 4 years, 6 years, 8 years, and you can be not as knowledgeably ignorant. And it's a shocker, you know. Doctor, see right here, this is how you start your car. You know, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because there's so much knowledge, it's like, but you gotta have wisdom on how to apply that knowledge. And we hope, you know, in the conversations that we're having, we're sharing with you the wisdom that God has revealed to us. How do you live your day-to-day life? That's wisdom. How do I apply, you know, the word of God to my life, the commandments of God and all that? And just, it's just, I love VFN Radio. You know, when I'm not saying it because I'm part of it, is the fact that I listen to it when I'm not on it because it's the word of God. It's a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage you to get a device, a radio or an I something or an N something, and put it on your desk at work and, you know, put it by the kitchen sink and just carry it with you or whatever and just listen. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Think about it. 24 hours, 7 days a week, all around the world, you can hear VFN Radio. And if you miss a segment, a segment that you just like catch a half of it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be disappointed like it used to be. Oh, I'm just so disappointed. I'm sure the first part of that was good. You can actually go into the highlights or go to the VFN Torch and you can hear the whole segment. And in addition to that, you can have podcasts downloaded into your devices. And podcasts are so cool because you can keep them forever in your own storage device. But be encouraged. Understand that this is very, very important because as the days progress, although it gets darker and darker on the outside for the church, for those who love God, it gets lighter and lighter. This is what the Word of God says. He says, your peace in the midst of chaos and trouble and disaster is a witness to those who don't know God. He says this is a witness to them, letting them know that you're going to be saved by God. God's going to protect you in it. But to them, it's a witness that they're going to be destroyed unless they know God, which is a witness. You're just having peace. And by listening to VFN Radio, you can keep that peace. You can keep that peace so you can be a witness. Sometimes your greatest witness is to sit beside somebody while they're watching the daily news and just relax and have a cup of coffee mm-hmm. while they're biting their fingernails. It's like, what? Mm-hmm. I mean, really mean it. You know, they aren't faking it. It's just like, mm-hmm. what?
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're talking about this whole thing began by looking at Revelation chapter 16 and going like, man, this angel is going to pour something out called a bowl, and it's going to release these spirits like frogs, and it's going to cause these false prophets to go forth, and miracles are going to happen so powerful that's going to gather the kings of the earth, all the kings of the earth, to the point they're so convinced that it's of God that they're going to make war with God, thinking they're actually for God, but they're against God. Hmm. I mean, think about it. That's deception. And it's like, man, we have to be very careful. He tells us in Matthew, Jesus tells us in Matthew 24, he says, you know, don't be deceived. And that, which means, you know, we got to be careful about that. If you're so convinced that you can never be deceived, you already are. Mm. You already are. It's why you need people in your life. You know, people say, you know, that it's a weak thing to have someone in your life. No, it's actually a strong thing to have people in your life. Right. So many people, including pastors, are all alone. You don't need to be alone. You're so vulnerable. You're so vulnerable when you're alone. You need to have people around you, and every believer, male or female, you need to have people around you that know your life, that they can see things in your life and help you out. They could talk to you and go, what in the world are you even thinking? Right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so Jesus, you know, he told us in Matthew chapter 7, he says, watch out for false prophets. So, for example, you know, if you are having a problem with pickpockets in your community, right? And so your spouse tells you, or your parent tells you, or someone tells you, hey, watch out for pickpockets. And the reason why they're saying that is because there's people picking your pocket, and they don't want your, you know, pocket to be picked. Whew, that's close. And so, you know, with that, so it's just you logically start looking around. So when you walk down the street, you start looking like, is that the pickpocket that we saw on the news? Is that the one that's picking? You know, you're thinking that way. But for some reason, the church, when Jesus says, watch out for pickpocket, no, he says, watch out for false prophets. Nobody looks out for them. Mm. They just go, it's a while. You know, somebody says, you know, are you a Christian? And they go, yes. They go, oh, God, I'm so glad you are. I mean, that's great. It. That's the whole thing, right?
Thank you.
Right. Do you know, where's your church at? And they like, you give them an address. And as long as you have the address, everything's fine. Right. Even though we showed you ABC News on the VFN torch, you can see it. Atheist is over this mega church thing. That particular one, not all but that one. They didn't even know it. A pastor that's a professing atheist that's, quote, a pastor over the church on ABC News, mind you. Mm. And they're deceived. Their flock is deceived thinking that's okay. And he said that's the only trade that he had. And Jesus said, watch out for those folks. And I think the difficult thing is that when we're in need, when we have a lack in our life, or if we have something that we need, are we willing to live the rest of our life with that lack? Or are we going to go to anybody who will fill it? Because there's nobody like Lucifer who wants to be able to meet your needs with a stimulus package, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, he or she says, oh, I can meet your need. You know, what do you need? You need a job, get you a job. What do you need? We need a house. I get you a house. 57th Avenue, I could get you one. Right?
It's
a long ways from Second Street. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, think about it. This is what happens. And so we have to be willing to say, you know what? My God can deliver me from this fiery furnace. You know, my God can heal me. I can be delivered. I can be set free. But at the end of this thing, anyway, life's going to end. I'm going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Mm-hmm. I'd rather have Jesus than anything. Even if it means the rest of my life, I'm like Paul writing big letters because my vision's not that good. Or even if it's whatever it is. But you can't sell out in regards to, you know, you know, so many people today. I mean, what would people do for money? I'm just like, my dog embarrasses me when what he'll do for a treat. It's just like, come on. I had such better, I thought better of you. You know, he's like, give me a bone or something. Like, what are you doing? You know, and it's amazing. People are like that quite often. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, I'm not. It's like just the bone wasn't big enough. But if it was 10,000, you probably would have done it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you hear the word free, like a blue light special. People go crazy. It's like, what does that mean? We saved 35 cents? Is that what that was all about? You know? There's discounts. There's like gas is $2 cheaper on the other side of the world. It's like, oh my goodness. And so you got to be understanding that the enemy is going to want to meet your need as much as God wants to meet your need. And so you got to know, I want God. And when I love God, God will meet my needs. And he says, watch out for these false folks who try to meet your need. Watch out for them. It's better to be in a house, peaceful house with a crust of bread than to be in some huge mansion with all the food in the world and living in misery. Mm-hmm. That's people that sold out. But he says, watch out for these false prophets. But then he says, you know, and we're talking about demons loosed on the earth, moving and saying that, and they're going to make war against the Christ, which is the anointing. They're going to make war against the Lamb of God. They're saying they are of God. The anointing of God is what they're saying, and it's not true. And Jesus said, watch out for them. He says, many people are going to come to me in the last days. This is who they are. They're going to come to me. And they really believe what they were doing was of me. They're going to say, Lord, Lord, did we not? And they're even going to talk to me, Jesus is saying, like they know me. They're going to show up. If these people had a lot of conversations with other people before they got to the throne room of God, say there's like 1,000 folks, they would have like signed autographs. They would have, you know, talked like they know Jesus. Mm-hmm. When they get to the throne room, they're going to show up and they really think that they're in tight with Jesus. They really do.
Uh-huh. Shocker.
And Jesus says, he says, they're going to come up to me. They're going right in front of everybody. They're going to come up to me and they're going to say, hey, Lord, Lord, hey, 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 it's me. It's me, right?
Right.
That's what they're going to say. It's me. You know me. It's me. You know, I prophet. Remember, I was a prophet. I sold those prophetic words, you know, put $2 in the poor box and I'll give you a word. You know, those kind of things, you know. Mm-hmm. You want to be healed? Come up here, put some money in my offer and I'll heal it. You know, send the prayer cloth. Anyway, so it can happen. And so, and they're so deceived that they're going to stand before the throne room of God, before Jesus, and they're going to think everything's okay. That's how deceived they are. They're that close. They're not intentionally doing you wrong. They actually think they're doing right, but they're doing wrong. And they're taking, if you're following them, you're following them wrong. You're going, and you can't blame a deceiver for where you ended up. You have to go to God yourself and you have to make things right. And so they're going to look at Jesus and they're going to say, Lord, Lord, did we not? And he's going to say, listen, the only ones that are going to come in, the only ones that are going to come into heaven, the kingdom of God, the only ones are the ones who did the will of my Father.
That's right.
He didn't say the only ones that did miracles, that prophesied. Mm-hmm. He said that I don't even know you. Can you imagine how shocked that person's going to be at the throne room? Of course, they're into self, so they'll look back at the 1,000 people behind them going, you know what this makes me look like, Jesus? Right? Mm-hmm. I don't even know you. Can you imagine God saying, I don't even know you? Mm. And he said, only those who do the will of my Father. I mean, from Book of Revelation to Matthew, he's talking about deception, 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 deception. He said, only those who do the will of my Father. So then he goes on, Jesus continues to talk. And it's written about in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. He says, therefore, because of all this, therefore, anyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on a rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house. Yet it did not fall because its foundation was on the rock. what he's saying is, listen, you're going to have troubles in this life. And right now we're seeing all kinds of storms stirred up. But this is what I'm telling you. I'm telling you that you can build your house on a solid rock, not on miracles, not on reputation, not on religious organizations, a personal abiding relationship with Jesus Christ, that you hear the words and the will of God and you do the words and the will of God, that you have this intimate relationship with him. We have a abiding place for you, a free plan for you at iabide.org. You know, get your simple plan today. But understand, those that are deceived, those that are not, that are building their house on everything but what I'm talking about, they're not going to stand in the storm. You're not going to, no matter what, even though it seems like you're standing today because you're in tight with all the people that are in tight with darkness, that their fruit's not right, that they're tied into all these other things other than just tied into the love and the grace and the mercy of God. He talks about them. He talks about them there. This is what he says. He says in verse 26, he says, but everyone, this is what Jesus says, but everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the wind blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash. The best survival plan that you can have for no matter what takes place in the earth is to make Jesus Christ truly the Lord of your life. And what that means is that he's the Lord of your life, that what he says goes. Everything that he says in his word is what you apply to your life. You do it because you love him. You know, this is his word to you. It's living, it's active, it's sharper than a double-edged sword. And you don't care what people are doing with their you know, abracadabras or their whatever going on. They're not living a life that's fruitful, and you stick with them and you find it's like, man, you don't even love. I mean, you don't even have, you have no, there's nothing in you but that, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's not going to be good for them. You can't convince them because they're deceived. But you yourself can make a right decision. You can say, you know what? Even if I burn, you know, even if I don't get a healing, which I would desire of healing and this or that or a breakthrough, even if I don't get it, he's still Lord. He's still Lord of all. He's still the Son of God. He's still the forgiver of my sins. I'm going to stand before the throne room of God, and he's going to know me, and I'm going to know him. I'm going to spend every day of my life getting to know him more and more. This is what he says in Ephesians chapter 4. He said that you may know the full measure of Jesus Christ. Paul talks about, he says, oh, that I might know him and the fellowship of his suffering and power. Spend your whole life, this moment vapor we have, is saying, you know what? I just want to know him. It's not about all this religion. It's not about all this, you know, things that we're talking about, how people are getting deceived and all that. It's about you and Jesus walking together, strolling like it began in the garden, but now it's redeemed through Jesus Christ, able to stroll with God, talk with God in our day-to-day life, and beginning to advance his kingdom, not our own kingdom, to advance his will, not our will, and to be able to tell as many as we can about the good news of Jesus Christ. More when we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. 3 convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.
You know, I was just thinking as we're listening, because, you know, this is so serious. Let's take a moment here. Remember, I don't know if you've ever seen that television program a long time ago. It was called, I don't know what it was called, Mel's Diner.
Yeah.
Mel's Diner. Remember, we were in a place at a place just like Mel's Diner.
And we had a waitress just like Flo. Uh-huh. You know, she'd smack and she'd say stuff and all this kind of stuff. Because we were sitting there and we were, you know, ordered our breakfast or something like that. It was you and me and a crew that was there, a few of the guys. And I remember you told her, you said, "Can I get a straw?" Remember that? You remember what she said? She said, "You want a sissy stick?"
Oh, yeah.
She said, "You want a sissy stick?" So she called a straw a sissy stick. Yeah. Was that horrific?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my goodness. Of course, the whole restaurant looks. We're all looking. You know, Pat's going to have a sissy stick in his drink, you know. Of course, we didn't have the guts to ask for a straw.
Right.
And then I made a sissy stick.
That was a totally tilting moment.
Yeah, it's like, no, I've actually worked in a restaurant, and I've seen what happens in the back, and every waiter and waitress says, "Don't put your lips on a glass. This is from the back." Mm-hmm. Well, most do, and just use a straw by there. But I remember that she's like, "A sissy stick? You want a sissy stick?" Didn't it?
Yes, I did want one.
Yeah, right, and you did, didn't you?
I sure did.
You got one, so she took it out of her back pocket and gave it to him.
With no wrapper.
Yeah, I know. You got those straws that are like all bent up, and the paper's all messed up, and it's like, another straw. Oh my goodness.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, we are continuing to talk about the Lord today, and I just love Jesus.
Yes.
And on yesterday's program, when you, Don, you said, you know, "I love Jesus," and Pat's like, "Well, that's good."
Yeah. I'm glad you say.
I'm glad you too.
I do.
And one of the things we were talking about, you know, right before the break was that he says, "Only those who do the will of my Father." But Jesus said that if you love me, you will do the will of the Father. If you love me, you'll obey me. So, when we say we love him and what we truly do is hopefully it's going to line up with our life, that you can see that we love him. Because the truth is, if you can't see that I love him, then I don't love him. Because you can see somebody's love for God. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know them by their fruit. Jesus says, if you love me, obey me. It's not some legalistic, obedient thing. It's like, if you love your wife, you're not going to cheat on her. It's just that simple. You know, if you love someone, you know, you're going to come home every day to your kids. "You don't love me." "Hey, I came home today." Isn't that right? I'm just joking, talking about Pat. Anyway, so, I mean, think about this. I was looking at, you know, I grew up on the beach. Actually, I never grew up, but I got older. But we lived on an island. We used to live on an island, and it was Pensacola Beach Island. And if I knew damn what I knew now, I would have enjoyed it so much better, because I would come home from school and go swimming every day. Mm-hmm. And it was like, man, I just didn't enjoy that enough. I should have just, you know, go backwards. But we're in the sun every day. Sometimes we got so sunburned. I mean, so burnt in the sun that, well, they didn't have sunscreen. I mean, I think they just kind of put stuff on, like copper tone one or something back then.
The effect.
I had a couple of friends of mine that they use butter.
Oof.
She used butter. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's like a basted turkey.
I knew a girl in high school that used Crisco.
Crisco. For what?
Well, sunbathing.
I mean, you're fixing sunbathing. I know that people that you're thinking about work from the island area and that kind of thing. We're kind of giving that kind of. So every day I come home and these beaches are like sugar. So sandy back then. Mm-hmm. Now it's kind of like mud. No, anyway. And so I would get so sunburned sometimes that I had to cut my shirt off. It was so burnt so bad that I couldn't pull my shirt off. I would just cut my shirt, which was, you know,
interesting.
We didn't know better. It's much better than scraping it across your skin and all that. Mm. And so I got this. I want you to see this. This is a particular video that's done by ultraviolet light, really showing what it looks like on our skin. Thomas Leverett, I believe, is the one that did this, to see what our skin really looks like. Because on our naked eye, when we see people's skin, we see one thing, but there's so much damage that the sun causes to our skin that we can only see it under ultraviolet light. You got to see this. It's going to shock you, and it's going to make you want to put on sunscreen. But we want to talk about it. Take a look at this.
I want to any expectations. What you see is what you get. And worse yet, I can't give an explanation for why it's gray on your side. Better yet, I'll give you an indication for why you're feeling deprived. We'll never let lack of an imagination keep us locked up inside, even when the sun has died. Somehow in the city,
amazing when you're looking at that, and it's just like from the naked eye you can't even see the damage that was done by the sun.
Wow.
You know, he's talking about, you know, in this, and this will be available for you on the VFN Torch, but at VFNTV.com. but notice that it, to the naked eye you couldn't see it, but once he had the ability to see through an ultraviolet light, you could see the damage that was done to the skin and how shocking it was to find out what we really look like.
It was horrible.
And all those times I stayed out in the sun and did the damage, you know, to my skin. You know, I haven't done this, but Pat, he's always going to glamour shots and getting the stuff done. He's done it.
He's a little gloss right now on him.
But you think about it. I mean, and then all of a sudden, when they put the sunblock on, it was like having shades on. It totally just covered their whole face up. You couldn't see the damage anymore.
Mm-mm. You've always wondered if that stuff actually worked. Now you can see it. Yeah, it works, man. It works.
Right, right. Look, and you're looking at this guy right here. You're just seeing this guy right here. And look at him. I mean, he's totally, his total face is covered up with sunscreen through an ultraviolet light. So you're actually seeing his whole face now is blocked from being damaged by the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sunscreen. If you looked at a regular, I don't know if you have a shot of him without the ultraviolet light, then you're looking at, you know, with that, would just, you couldn't see that with your eye. And the reason why I'm saying this, the reason why I'm showing this, first of all, use sunscreen.
Yeah.
But you can pull that down.
Okay.
Is that the reason is, it's because when Jesus looks at us, when the Lord looks at us, we look at each other and go, oh, he's perfect. She's perfect. And everything's, nobody's done anything wrong. But when you look through the eyes of God and you look at us outside of Jesus Christ, that's what we, you know, that same kind of comparison that we've all sinned and we're all damaged goods. We've been damaged by this life, by being born into a sinful nature. And it's like other people can't see it. And we're even shocked when we can see it, when we get a glimpse of just how sinful we are. This is what he says. He says that no one's righteous, no, not one. All men have fallen short. All men need a savior. And Jesus died for all sins. And so it's just like when just like the ultraviolet light hit these folks and they could see the damage in their life. When you get into the Word of God, when you approach God, when you get into the presence of God, you start looking at yourself and you start seeing, I feel like a sinner. I feel like I see stuff in my life that I didn't know I had in my life again, life before. But then, just like that sunblock, when you ask God, you say, you know what? I want to make you the Lord of my life, Jesus. Lord, I see where I've sinned. I see where I've fallen short. And you begin to apply the blood of Jesus to your life. Just like that sunscreen blocked all that damage, all of a sudden, the blood of Jesus takes away all that sin. And just like you can no longer see that damage anymore in their life, when you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, when you take the blood of Jesus and you apply it to your life, you say, dear Lord, I have sinned. I am damaged goods. I have done wrong. Forgive me, cleanse me, wash me. It's just like that. So when God sees you, just like when you saw that sunblock on them, when God sees you, he sees the red blood of his son on you. And he sees that you're right with him. You're in right standing with him. You're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We can go around to kind of fool everybody else and they think we're totally fine. But when you put the ultraviolet light of God's throne on every one of us, we're all damaged goods. And every one of us needs Jesus Christ. It's time to apply the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus to your life. And if you love your family, to your family's life too, by leading them to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. You can find out more at meetmyfather.org. God bless.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.